kids, are you ready? Are you sure? For music trivia, three rounds in store. It's head to head, who's going to war? Are you ready to settle the score? I said, are you ready to settle the score?
Hey, welcome into another week of Settle the Score. I'm your host, Matt Nose, joined as always by the ever-talented and handsome Mr. Andy Merriweather. How are you, buddy?
Well, I'm better now. Thank you very much. I needed that. I'm good, Matt. Yeah. Do you know what I was thinking is we recently did an episode where you had to check game tape a couple of times.
Yes.
And I was so kind of like, the show was a difficult one for me to learn. So I immediately thought, I've got a few seconds here. I can just like get ready for the next track, because that one is being guessed already, I can move on.
Yeah,
but that kind of leads to a little bit of dead air. I assumed they'd pick up a conversation between them, and they didn't. I'm thinking, oh, I need to like start.
Oh, really? Yeah, I assumed you guys just continue chatting. Yeah, while normally
there's a little, you know, nice little moment between me and the guests, but it was just dead air and they were waiting and I was figuring stuff out, and I was like, I might write a game tape jingle for the show just to fit in. Maybe I'll just play it live every time you go to game tape. But
you could send it to me. And I'm like, all right, here, enjoy this music. And I can just play the clip.
Yeah. Maybe. I think that would be necessary in case of moments like that. But yeah, fun times anyway.
Yeah, that's on a show. It'll be coming up in the not too distant future. We can go ahead and plug it now. It comes out in a couple of weeks. We're doing a show with Alonzo Duralde and Mark Andreyko, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, great show.
Yeah, in anticipation of Alonzo's book that drops May 14th. So the week before, we've got that show coming out.
Yeah. It was a really good show, and you guys should anticipate it. It was very cool. I also want to give a shout out to Yoshimitsu on YouTube. That's his YouTube name. I assume not on the birth certificate, but comments on every episode on YouTube. And it also, it allows me to give two shout outs, because not only did Yoshimitsu comment and has done on every episode, but also he was giving props to Andrew Scanlon for a great episode, which I corroborate. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome episode. Great program that he put together. And Yoshimitsu also said how great it is to see two friends competing in Peggy and Moose, like, you know, clearly friends in real life, and then got to like compete, sure. Which leads us nicely into what we got going on today, I think.
Yeah, 100%. We get two friends. We're hoping to destroy a friendship today. That is the goal. We talked about it. We were texting off air and be like, let's try and ruin a friendship.
Yeah.
I highly doubt it. These two are thick as thieves. Mm-hmm. And we're excited to have them back on the show. Can't wait to spend the next 45 to an hour with them and watch them crush on the show, so we can go ahead and bring them in. Thank you, Yashimatsu, for that comment. We thoroughly appreciate it. So the first guest coming in, you know him from the Real Ones podcast. You also know him from First Cut at First Cut Studios on YouTube, The Meaning of and Geeks of Color. Please help us welcome back to the show, RB3. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing?
How are things with you? What's going on with Real Ones?
Oh, man, it's a fun one, man. It's me and my boy, John Marin. We be talking about movies. A lot of, you know, it's just a couple brothers talking about movies, honestly. So it's like a fun little podcast. We just, one episode we did, we declare sometimes that people are real ones. So we did one on Prince. We talked about Prince's filmography. We talked about Denzel Washington's filmography. We talked about Quentin Tarantino's filmography, which was a little bit more of a controversial episode. We have fun with our show.
That is
why cool. Is the QT one a little bit more of a controversial?
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's maybe not a real one in the show's eyes. You know what I mean? So we kind of break that why. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Fair enough. Well, people, you have to tune in, figure out why Tarantino may or may not be a full on real one.
Mm. I also have to say, I think that's the coolest jacket we've had on the show. RB3.
Thank you, Dale. This old thing? I mean, thank you.
Look at him blush. Oh, this is nice. all right. Well, the gentleman you were taking on, you know quite well. He's also your partner over at First Cut, The Meaning of, and a contributor to Geeks of Color. Please help us welcome back to the show, Andres Cabrera. How are you, Andres?
What is up, guys? Happy to be here. I'm good, man. I'm good.
All right. What's new with you? What's going on? What should we be looking for on First Cut? Contribution to Geek Color, meaning of? Talk to us.
Yeah. I think last time I was here, I was trying to promote my Korra animation type stuff. You see the poster in the background. I did a video on that on First Cut. And then coming up, I have a couple reviews for Geeks of Color, actually, also based on animated projects that are coming up on Netflix and on Disney Plus. So,
okay,
gives a little tease as far as what I'm reviewing for
Geeks. Nice.
And they can find those over at geeksofcolor.com.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, sweet. Be on the lookout for that. All right, gentlemen, are we ready to play today's game?
Ready.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Here is the bell for round number one. All right, Ace, you have opening choice in this first round of 1 through 5. Once you make your selection, I will give a clue and Andy will begin playing. When either of you think you know the movie that this is from, buzz in with your name. I will call on you and you're guessing the movie itself. So don't worry about the title of the song. It's worth 10 points and there's a bonus question worth 5 points, but I'll give you the rules of that when we get to it. So, Mr. Cabrera, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin today's game?
Let's go to 2.
All right. Number 2 it is. I will let you know, this one could be tough.
Okay.
This one could be. So, yeah, just trying to set you up so it doesn't make it, you know.
Scariness.
Trying to be even-handed. We have a couple on here, like, should be in your wheelhouse, but this one could be tough. All right. Your clue comes to us from Ken Whitehurst, and it is... Washington declares war on AI. Washington declares war on AI.
Ace. The creator.
That is correct for 10 points. Nice job. Now, you both were right on that. He started his name before you started yours, RB.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fair.
I want to win this time. I'm tired of losing.
Yeah, it's not who finishes their name. It's just whoever starts. And then we will go to that individual. But that was like just that beat.
I have to say, no one will see this, but I think the creator on our list has my favorite set of clues as a start to finish. I'll share them with you guys after because it won't come up on any of your shows now. But I can't reveal in case we use them later. But I'll tell you guys off air. Very, very... It was fun to come up with them and then fun to read the patrons' suggestions. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Very cool.
I love that.
All right. So, Andres, you got 10 points. You have a choice. Bonus question time. It's worth 5 points. Some of these are easy and some of these are hard. Now, your choice is you can choose to go it alone, but if you get the question wrong, you'll lose 5 points, or you can open it up to you and RB3. No one will lose any points if they get it wrong, but if Robert gets it right, he will cut into your 10-0 lead. So my question is, do you want to be a dick or not?
No, let's open it up.
All right. It's open to you both. So buzz in with your name. If you think you know the answer, here is your bonus question. The creator was helmed by what Godzilla director?
RB3. Gareth Evans. No, wait. Gareth Evans.
Incorrect.
Oh, Ace.
Gareth Edwards?
That is correct for 5 points. Yes.
All I had to do was wait.
that was on me. I goofed. I was thinking of the Raid. I'm thinking of the Raid guy. Yeah, that's on me.
It's all right. It's all right. Makes it
easily done. Yeah.
Yeah. Makes it 15-0. And Ace, you got choice still. 1, 3, 4, or 5.
Let's go 3.
All right, number 3 it is.
For RB3, it took my number.
Take him down for picking your number, man. Take him down. All right, your clue on number 3 is Cabin Fever. Cabin Fever.
Hey, little apple blossom, what seems to be the problem? All the ones you tell your troubles to, they don't really care for you. Come love and tell me what you're thinking, 'cause just when the boat is sinking, a little light is blinking, and I will come and rescue you.
RB3. Evil Dead Rises?
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Jeez. Ace, I'll try.
Go ahead.
Is it 10 Cloverfield Lane?
Incorrect.
Hmm. Okay.
I'll give you another clue. You both can guess again. Your second clue is Once Upon a Thing in the West.
RB3. Hateful Eight.
That is correct.
Yeah. That was literally, it was either Hateful Eight or Evil Dead. And it was like right on the edge for that, like for me.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
It doesn't seem like it belongs in the movie.
Yeah. No, but it works in the scene.
It does. Because he's playing on the guitar, right? Like,
no, it's at the end of the stagecoach, right after Kurt Russell punches her. And she's got that bloody nose, and then it cuts to that song, and then it goes to the expanse of the snow, and as the...
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Yeah, that was a nice scene. Nice.
All right, so that makes it 15 to 10. Ace is in the lead. RB3, bonus question. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be a dick or not?
I'm going to go for a solo. Go for a solo.
All right, he's going to be a dick. This is for RB3 and RB3 alone. Mm-hmm. Here's your bonus question. The Hateful Eight is listed as Quentin Tarantino's fourth bloodiest movie, according to List of Deaths Wiki. How many people are killed in the movie? And we'll give it to you if you're within four.
Oh, gosh. That's a good one. I'm going to say... it's probably at least like a good 12.
You get the point. It's 14.
All right. I knew watching that movie. That's like one of the one Tarantino movies I'm like kind of okay with. You know what I mean?
Sure.
He's writing the letters to Lincoln. It's like, it's fire. You know?
All right, so it's tied up at 15 apiece. RB3, you have choice 1, 4, or 5.
I'm gonna take one.
All right, number one it is. Your clue comes to us from Brennan Marr, and it is Smothering with Love.
Ace. The Gladiator?
That is correct for 10 points. Nice job.
Gladiator?
Yep.
Really? Oh, shoot. Okay. Wow.
All right.
Hans Zimmer, man. You don't miss.
It's 25 to 15. Ace, bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
I'm still going to open it up. I'm bad at trivia, so I don't want to lose points.
All right. Fair enough. It's open to you both then. Here's your bonus question. Gladiator won 5 Oscars. Which of the following 3 categories did it not win? Best actor, best director, or best picture?
RB3. Best actor.
That is incorrect.
Ooh. Ace. Oh, man, this is hard. Best picture?
Also incorrect.
Oh my God.
Best director, it did not win. Best actor, best picture. All right, no points awarded on that.
Really, Scott, man. I thought that's a great movie. How did they not win best director for that?
I mean, it's rare when you win best picture and don't get best director, but it does happen.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. RB3, you chose 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you still have choice. So you want 4 or 5?
Let's go for four.
All right, 4 it is. Your clue is 4th verse, same as the first. Mm-hmm.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small.
RB3.
The Matrix Resurrections?
That is correct for 10
points. Wow, you're right. Damn. Yeah. I was thinking that too, and I was like, which one is it?
Yeah, hopefully fourth verse would have tipped you off that that's the one we're going for. All right, tie ball game, RB3. Bonus question. You want to be a dick or not?
Now let's open it. I don't know that much about Matrix.
All right, fair enough. It's open to you both. Here's your bonus question. In The Matrix Resurrections, what Aquaman character takes over the role of Morpheus? What Aquaman, pardon me, actor? Ace.
Yahya Abdul-Mateen, the second?
That is correct. Okay. I like the second thrown on there. Good for you.
Yeah, I was gonna challenge that if it wasn't the second. As a third, we need the representation.
I don't know if we ever had anybody challenge that specifically, just on it's the second. It is listed as the second. All right, that gives Ace a 5-point lead, 30-25. We have one left in this opening round. Your clue comes to us from our patron Troy, and it's, we're not in Brooklyn anymore. We're not in Brooklyn anymore.
RB3. Transformers, Rise of the Beast.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Incorrect. Ace, okay. You can hear that again if you like.
Yeah, I'll hear that again. Yep. Ace? It's kind of tricky because I'm like, there's two of them. The Super Mario Brothers?
We'll take it. That is correct.
Oh.
Like, I know that's Mario, but I was like,
technically, it's the Super Mario Brothers movie, but the only reason they have to go through that long is because there's the dog shit Super Mario Brothers previously, and that doesn't count as far as I'm concerned.
That is some Mario. See, I don't know Mario. I was thinking, okay, that makes sense.
You didn't see that RB3?
No, I saw it. Yeah. I was thinking Rise of the Beast because it was like, I thought it was like a hip-hop, like Wu-Tang intro, and then they play some Wu-Tang music.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right.
That would be a cool, might play with that.
All right. That makes it 40-25. Ace, final bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
I'm still going to open it up.
All right. It's open to you both. Here's your bonus question. In the Super Mario Brothers movie, who voices the characters of Mario and Luigi?
RB3. Chris Pratt and... Daily. Oh shoot! What's his name? Chris.
I knew it was Chris Pratt too, but I was like Luigi.
No,
he's Gareth Evans, actually.
Okay. Yeah, for a second, I was like, "Is it?" No.
Why would I tell you the answer?
it's the dude from Philadelphia. Daily. Charlie Day.
That is correct for 5.
Yeah, that's it. My fault, y'all.
All right. That makes it 40-30. Ace is in the lead.
All right.
Gentlemen, here's your bell for round number 2. All right, RB3, since you're in second place, you'll have opening choice. Of okay. 1 through 5. And this is our 5-second round. So once you make your selection, I will give a clue and Andy will play a 5-second snippet from anywhere in the song. If either of you can answer it in that opening 5 seconds, it's worth 10 points. Otherwise, if we have to go to a second 5 of music, it drops the point value down to 5 points. So RB3, 1 through 5, where do you want to begin round number 2?
Started off back where we belong, number 3. You know what I mean? So,
all right, number 3 it is. Clue comes to us from Melissa Woody, and it is Hold Your Horses. Hold Your Horses.
Okay. Sorry. Here we go.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said,
that was pretty spot on, by the way.
RB3?
Nope.
That is correct for 10 points. Hey. Nice job.
That's good, man.
Good get.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, and your prize. I did do it whilst we were in the break. Hold up.
Oh, where's Ghostface Killer? Let's get him on the track.
Right, come on now. That's totally 90s hip hop right there. That's fine. 100%.
All right, tie ball game, 40 points apiece. RB3, your choice, 1, 2, 4, or 5.
This time I'm going to start off with 5. Start off with the big 5.
All right, 5 it is. And your clue comes to us from Melissa Woody again, and it is a ray of hope. A ray of hope.
Sorry, all these in round 2, they take ages to scroll to on my thing. Can you see the
my fault. I didn't notice if the
no, setup... No, it's not the setup. It's just how far into the keyboard the sound is. Sorry. Be there in 1 second. Here we go. And here we go.
A ray of hope.
I'm a throw my shot out.
Okay, go for it.
Say maybe that is the Last Jedi.
Incorrect. I like, based on the clue, I could see where you got to that, but Ace, you can elect to hear the next 5 of music and RB3 can't guess again, but it drops the point value down to 5, or you could throw out a guess now. And if you're incorrect, then we'll play the second 5 of music. And at that point, if neither of you has a guess, then I can give a second clue.
Okay, I'll try and guess then.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Keeps it at 10 points.
Is it Blade?
Incorrect.
Okay.
Ooh, that was a good guess.
All right, so what we'll do is we'll go to the next 5 of music, and if neither of you has a correct answer at that or doesn't have any inkling, then I can give another clue. So it's still open to you both. Buzz in with your name. It's worth 5 points now. Your clue, once again, is a ray of hope.
If man is the father, the sun is the center of the earth, in the middle of the universe, then why?
All right, do you guys want a second clue?
Yes. Well, wait. I'm gonna throw again. Take that second clue. Yeah.
Okay. It's, all right.
Still 5 points, right?
Yeah, it's still 5 points.
Okay. Cool. All right.
All right. Your second clue comes from Matt Scanlon, and it is the ball is in your court. A ray of hope, and the ball is in your court.
RB3. He got game.
That's correct for 5 points.
Yes. I knew it was deep in there. It was deep in there. But yeah, that's a good one. That's the opening song when he like gets out of isn't like walking through Coney Island or something like that. Like,
yeah, remember where that is in it?
Yeah.
I just remember when it came out, and it was nice to see Public Enemy still back. Oh, hey, look at that. They put out something new. All right, fantastic.
Right. Nah, classic movie. That's one of my favorites right there.
Yeah, figured you were both basketball fans, so that was fair to put in there. All right, makes it 45-40. RB3 has taken the lead, and you still have choice 1, 2, or 4.
I'll keep it with the odd numbers. Go with number 1.
All right, number 1 it is. This one also could be tough, although you made me eat my words on the creator. Both of you did. So who knows? Maybe I'll be eating my words again. But your clue comes to us from Juan Reyes, and it is, let the caged one free. Let the caged one free.
Nobody can tell ya, there's only one song worth singing.
Let the caged one free.
RB3. Dream Scenario.
Interesting. Incorrect, but I, second time you kind of dialed in. The clue works. Sure.
I'm just throwing things out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a ray of hope for Last Jedi. Sure, I could see that. It works.
Ace. Is it Split?
Also incorrect.
No.
All right, so we'll go to the second five of music, dropping the point value down to five, and then if neither of you has a guess, I'll give you a second clue.
But you've got to make your own kind of music, sing your own special song.
All right, your second clue comes to us from Joe Farrelly, and it's, quote, for Pedro.
RB3. Napoleon Dynamite.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Incorrect.
Oh, I know what it is now.
I don't even know if I do.
Let the caged one free, and quote, for Pedro.
Do I know what it is?
I mean, Cabin in the Woods?
Incorrect.
Okay.
It's all right. I'll give a third clue. And then if neither of you has, if nobody gets it right after this, then we'll move on. Told you, though, this one was kind of tough. Let's see. Your clue, the third and final, comes to us from Matt Scanlon, and it is the Fan DeLorean. The Fan DeLorean. Let the caged one free, and quote, for Pedro.
Ooh. It's just something itching in my brain. His strategy is always to let me guess first.
Turning the tables on him.
Yeah, I know. This is from the spotlight. I don't like it. I'm trying to, it's right there on the edge. It's tickling my brain right now. Okay. Let me think. Pedro. It's Pedro, man. Oh, okay. So, RB3. I just don't know the name of this movie, but it's
don't give it away if you don't know it.
You can tell me what it is and I'll try to guess it.
Man, it's something about... I really don't even know what it's called. Okay. I'm gonna have to just give it up, man.
I give up too.
No. I'll give you the answer, Andres. It's the one with Nick Cage and Pedro Pascal, and it was popular on TikTok.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I went to see it. I forgot the name of it.
Yeah.
That's where that clip comes from. The music comes from the meme that everybody has. Yeah. We're like, you know what? That seems fair.
Oh my God, what's the name of this movie?
It's a long title, which just doesn't...
Listen, if you guys each combine to help each other, I'll give you 5 points apiece.
I'll do it. I'll do it, because I want to know.
It's like the legend. It's like the something.
I forget the name of it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this much. It is five words. It's five words. One of those is the preposition of. So it's four words.
Yeah,
and of is in the middle.
Oh, of is in the middle. So there's not even a the.
There could be. Is there any? I don't. Yeah. I guess hypothetically.
I think there is. Yeah, this stuff.
I'll look it up real quick.
Okay. I don't want to Google it because I feel like that's cheating, but
100% that's cheating. Okay, there is a the.
Okay, okay.
So the two words of two words. 5 points apiece. Let's see if you guys can combine.
The extraordinary
life of
what else you got?
The extraordinary life of
Nick Cage.
No, it's not Nick Cage. The extraordinary life of the rich and famous. No, the extraordinary life of man, I don't know, fame maybe of
it's something with Golden Gun
celebrity. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Take all the right. L. We take the L. Right.
No points awarded. No points awarded.
That was fun.
It's the unbearable weight of massive talent.
Massive talent. That's what it is. Yeah. Unbearable weight.
What a mouthful. Like, why would they even name the movie that? Like, come on.
It was. They made good money.
Yeah, I think the thinking more than likely was it's so weird, it's going to stick in your head.
I guess it didn't work.
It didn't work. It didn't work. It's no Gladiator, you know?
Yeah. He's straight to the point.
Exactly. Fucking tell me what it is. Let's go. All right, RB3, you still have control of the board. You want two or four?
Let's go with two. Let's go with two.
All right, two it is. Clue comes to us from Andrew Scanlon, and it is Ursa Minor. Ursa Minor.
When you hear the sound of thunder, don't you get too scared.
Three.
RB3.
The Little Mermaid.
Incorrect.
Oh. My fault. That wasn't even a full 5 seconds, so I cut you out.
No, that I've broken. Yeah, I've broken it into two parts, and that was the first part.
Okay. So, Ace, you can hear that again?
Can I hear that again? Yeah.
When you hear the sound of thunder, don't you get too scared.
You can go to the second five, and RB3 won't be able to guess. You're down by 5 points right now.
Yeah, let's do that, yeah.
Okay, all right. We'll go to the second five. This is for Ace only.
Fuck you, Thunder. You can suck my dick. You can't get me Thunder because you're just God's farts.
Mm. Mm-hmm. This is another one with a hard title, but I can't even guess. Oh, I got it.
I have no idea.
You might as well throw out a guess, and then I can give a second clue. And at that point, guessing will be open to all.
Yeah. Thor Ragnarok?
Incorrect.
You're real close. It's the Hunt for the Water People, right?
It is not.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
All right, I'll give a second clue, and you both can guess again. Your second clue is another Andrew Scanlon, and it is Cocaine Bear.
Oh.
Cocaine Bear. Minor Cocaine Bear.
What a... Right. Then maybe it is Thor Love and Thunder?
Incorrect.
It feels very Taika Waititi. I don't know why.
Yeah, between that and Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah.
You're all over Taika.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Ace, you got a guess?
Midsommar?
It's not Midsommar. I took a gamble with this one. It's Ted.
Oh, yeah.
Thunder Buddy song.
Yeah. Oh,
I've never seen Ted.
All right. Well, that clip lived on. So it was kind of a gamble of like, yeah, you might have seen it outside of. Yeah, personally, I don't think you're missing much, Ace.
I figured.
I like Ted. It's okay. I like it. My mom took me to the movie to see. I was not old enough to see that R-rated movie, but my mom took me to see that one. So.
For real?
Yeah.
Fucking, how old are you, man? That didn't come off that long ago.
Yeah, 2012, I was probably around 14, 15, something like that. Yeah.
Wow. Fucking old as shit over here. 2012. You can't even drive. At that point, I voted numerous times. That's fun. All right. Nobody got the points on that. We're moving on. We have one left in the second round. And your clue comes to us from Josh Sachs. And it's Visions of Visions. Visions of Visions.
I had strings, but now I'm
Ace.
Ace.
Avengers Age of Ultron.
That is correct for 10 points.
I started it and I questioned myself. I don't know why, but yeah.
Yeah, you did. You opened your mouth and I was like, oh, okay. Here comes Robert.
I questioned. I don't know why.
All right. Well, that gives Ace a 5-point lead, 50 to 45. That ends round number two. Gentlemen, here is the bell for round number three. All right, Ace, since you're in the lead, you have opening choice, and this is our bidding round. So once you make your selection of 1 through 5, I will give a clue, and then you will begin bidding with the number of notes that you think you can guess this movie in. 4 is the minimum. The max is however many notes you'd like it to be. Once we have his opening bid, then RB3 will go over to you, and you can bid one note fewer all the way down to 0. But we bid back and forth until one person tells the other to settle the score. And at that point, that person is answering alone. The point values are, at 10 notes and above, it's worth 10 points. 6 to 9 notes, it's worth 15. 3 to 5 notes, it's worth 20. And 0 to 2 notes, it's worth 25 points. If you get the question wrong, your opponent automatically gets the points. You each have a lifeline that you can use one time to ask for a second clue. And finally, if your opponent gets the question wrong and you think you know the answer, you can double down on it. If you guess correctly, you'll double the points available on the board. But if you get it wrong, you get nothing. So if either of you need a clarification on that, just let me know. But Ace, 1 through 5, where would you like to start round number 3?
Let's go 2.
All right, number 2 it is. Your clue comes to us from Ken Whitehurst, and it is Bay City Rollers. Bay City Rollers. So Ace, how many notes you want to start the bidding with? 4 is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be.
Let's start with 12.
All right, 12. RB3. You can say 11 all the way down to 0 or tell him to settle the score.
I'm going to say, let's do 5.
5 notes. All right, making it worth 20 points.
All right, I say settle the score.
All right, on 5 notes. All right, RB3, you do have your lifeline if you'd like a second clue. Ace, you have your double down, and if you want to, you can use your lifeline with your double down. Your clue, once again, is Bay City Rollers.
Wait, only Andres could guess right now.
No, it's only that's you. Just for you, RB3. He told you to settle the score on five notes. So this is just
okay. Basically,
you can hear it again if you like.
Let me hear it one more time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bad Boys.
That is correct for 20 points.
Wow.
Nice job.
Damn. Call my bluff, bro.
Hey, listen. I could do it on five. Easy.
Well, you did it. On five. Easy. There you go. That gives RB3 a 15-point lead, 65-50. And you also have control of the board. 1, 3, 4, or 5. Where you want to go next?
Let me do, gotta go back to number three. Go back to number three.
All right. Number three it is. Your clue is Rebels with a Cause. Rebels with a Cause.
I'm starting at 16.
All right, 16, Ace.
We could do 14.
14.
All right. 12.
10.
Sell the score.
All right. On 10 notes, it's worth 10 points. Ace, you do have your lifeline. RB3, you've got your double down and your lifeline, which you can choose to use together. Your clue, Ace, once again, is Rebels with a Cause.
Star Wars, A New Hope.
That is correct for 10 points.
Dang. I should have, man. All right, that's cool.
Why are you saying like that?
That was a good one. I mean, that was a good one.
That's
one.
Listen, I know he's the Star Wars guy, but that's a Star Wars song that everybody knows. It's not some obscure track where we're fucking you over. No.
You know, you're right. I probably would. I don't know what I would have guessed. You're right. So, Andres, he just knew that was like perfectly set up for my boy.
Yeah, well, it was. Perfect. But I figured of all the Star Wars,
you said settle the score.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
All right. That means it's 65-60 with RB3 in the lead. But Ace, you got the music question right, which means you have choice 2, 4, or 5. Or pardon me, 1, 4, or 5.
5.
All right. 5 it is. Clue comes to us from Melissa Woody, and it is While My Guitar Gently Weeps. While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
We can go to 10 again.
All right, 10.
Nine.
Eight.
Seven.
Six.
It's right on the threshold. 6 is worth 15. 5 is worth 20.
5.
5.
Settle the score. It might be bad, but I'm risking it.
All right, on 5 notes. RB3, you do have your lifeline, and your clue once again is While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Here are your 5 notes.
Good Lord.
So with 20 points, you have a 5-point lead right now.
It looks like Andres knows it too.
It does look like that, and he could double down on it, turning it into 40 points if he does know it. You want to hear it again?
Yeah, let me hear it one more time. Yeah. Guitar Weep, that kind of song.
You can use your lifeline if you want it.
Oh. So sorry, what does the lifeline do again?
Another clue?
Give me a lifeline.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Because there's only 2 questions after this. Considering it's worth 20 points, this would be a big swing in the game because pretty sure Ace is going to double down. I will tell you this much. Ace has the only 25-point double down and got it correct on this show. It's only happened once, and he was the author of that.
Oh, yeah. I can't let it get to that.
Yeah, no. That swung the game. He was losing up to that point, and then he won the game.
Jeez.
With a 50-point swing.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'll be three. Your lifeline clue is dead and loving it. Dead and loving it.
And you can hear it again if you like.
Hear it one more time. Time. And then the first clue was the guitar weeping.
Yep. While my guitar gently weeps.
Man. Dang. And then if I just like don't guess, like what happens?
What happens is it's worth 20, so he can take the 20 points, or he can double down on it, and if he's correct, it's worth 40.
Oh.
Although if he's wrong, it's worth nothing.
Oh, no. Okay.
So it's either 20 points automatically, potentially 40 points, or 0 points, but 20 points automatically.
I got to guess something. Okay.
You'd be wise to guess something.
Got you. Okay. So then if I'm guessing, then if it's about death and guitar weepings, then I am going to guess, gosh, Dolly. Underworld.
Incorrect. Ah. Incorrect.
Yeah. That would have been a sick Underworld song.
Ace, do you want to take the 20 or you want to double down?
I'm a double down, man. Okay, I got to take this W, bro. I can't just not shoot threes if I got the shot open.
All right, what's your guess?
It's Coco.
That is correct for 40 points.
Oh, yeah.
That's the easiest one I've ever heard, to be honest. Just because maybe it's because I know the song so well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's. I think I could get that in one note.
try to pick a Pixar that has a protagonist of color.
Exactly, the one We've Mexican guy. On this
show. No one's ever gotten anything from Soul, so that's basically. Spoiler alert, it's not coming up on the show anytime soon.
Anything from Coco or Encanto, I'm not going to miss.
So it's like, so an animated of color.
Yeah.
I know you guys watch Pixar.
Yeah.
So Soul's not going to happen, so Coco seems fair.
Yeah, I cried during that movie.
We all did.
Yeah, I just didn't even think about it. Makes all the sense in the world.
All right, so we have two questions left.
Jesus.
Ace, you still have your lifeline. RB3, you have your double down.
Mm.
Ace has a 35-point lead right now. But you just saw a 40-point swing, so you know this can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But Ace, you have now choice number one or four.
One.
All right, one it is. Your clue is "Oh Danny Boy, the pipes are calling." Oh Danny Boy, the pipes are calling.
We can do 12.
All right.
10.
Let's do 9.
Eight.
Seven.
Man, you keep pushing it, bro. Six.
I'm going to say settle the score.
All right, on six notes. Six. It's worth 15 points.
Mm.
RB3, you do not have your lifeline. So your clue once again is, "Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling."
Mm. Pipes Are Calling. Danny Boy. Who's Danny Boy? Oh, sheesh. Sheesh, I'm in a bad spot. oh, Danny Boy was calling. And as that kind of...
I'll tell you this much. I'd be shocked if you both haven't seen this movie. Shocked. That's not really narrowing it down, but...
I'm going to guess The Shining.
Yes.
I can see where your head is at with that. Sure. That sadly is incorrect.
Got you.
But given the clue and the feeling of the music, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Incorrect. So Ace, you just get to take the 15 points because you already used your double down.
Got it.
That is There Will Be Blood.
Oh. There Will Be Blood.
Oh.
It's good.
Yeah, that's a good
great score, too.
Yeah, good score, yeah.
I would have been nice. Yeah.
I'd be shocked if you both hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
No.
All right, so it's a 50-point game.
Mm.
Ace is in the lead.
Mm. Mm.
So RB3, you got to con him into getting down to 2 points, telling him to settle the score. He gets it wrong. Then you double down, tie ball game. Boom, just like that.
All right.
Just like that.
Okay.
Don't worry. I put our conversation on mute, so he didn't hear any of that.
The game, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So, Ace, you'll start the betting on this. Your clue is Friends with Benefits. Friends with Benefits.
12 again.
Hey, man, we ain't even got a waste of time. Let's go right down to 3.
Settle the score then. It's over.
Son of a bitch. All right, worth 20. He really did want to win this game. That's
I should have just went straight to 2. Okay.
Man. Yeah, but then I would still have to agree. He would have told you to settle the
score no matter what.
I can deny, yeah.
Yeah, he played it cruel. Yeah,
he did. I have to take this win, man. I have it, so.
Okay, all right, that's fair enough.
All right, so 3 notes with 20 points. Your clue once again is Friends with Benefits.
That worked.
That is correct for 20
double,
points.
I do a double down. I should say double down on it, but I guess.
But you can't. You can only do that on an incorrect answer from your opponent. But you did get it right.
Yeah.
So 20 more points.
All right. I'm not bad at that.
And a bonus 40 points for the jacket, presumably.
Hey. Oh,
shit, that means RB3's today's winner for the bonus jacket point.
What about my anime shirt? That should be worth something.
That's worth it. I like it. I like it.
All right, Ace, you are today's winner. Congratulations, sir. A hard-fought victory. As winner, you have the floor first to plug, promote, say whatever you like, man. Take it away.
Yeah, our channel, First Cut. Thankfully, RB3 is here so we can talk about it. But yeah, go subscribe to First Cut if you haven't done so already. You can follow me on social media as well, at Squad Leader Ace. I'm also on Threads now. Threads is a thing. I'm trying it out. If you want to be on there, I'm at the same at Squad Leader Ace. So.
That's true. TikTok might be banned, so here comes Threads.
Yeah, TikTok might be piecing out. So.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
Or they just get bought by an American company and then we still have TikTok. Yeah, either way.
I don't mind TikTok. I like TikTok.
RB3, what about you? What say you, sir?
You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at DirectorRB3. And yeah, you know, like I just said, follow us Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at First Cut TMO, you know?
Okay, at First Cut TMO. Mm-hmm. And is that different from at First Cut Studios?
Yeah, YouTube and TikTok is different.
Ah, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, for some reason, I thought that was all the same moniker or whatever handle.
We should mine that all.
But then if somebody's already got it, then it's a pain in the butt.
Right.
Andy, what about you before we get out of here?
Great game. Really, really enjoyed it. Ace, you meant it when you said you wanted to win. I mean, that was like, that was a brutal way to close it out. Settle the score then. I like that. Yeah, I'm playing the long con by convincing RB3 that Gareth Evans directed Rogue One. And yeah, you really played the long con on that one. That was good fun. But no, you guys were excellent as always. And yeah, hope to have you back on again.
Well, gentlemen, it was a delight to have you on. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congrats to you, Ace. Got you off the schneid. So there you go. Even though you had to look at that, we might have torn this friendship asunder. Our job here is done. That's all we wanted to do. It's destroy friendships. That's what this show is about. But gentlemen, a pleasure to see you as always. Thank you so much. And that is it for this the show this week. We'll have both of their social media handles in the description below. So hit them up there. And go check out everything they're doing with First Cut and Meaning of Geeks Color, Real Ones. These guys are fantastic. And you should really go check out everything they're doing. You can follow Andy at STS underscore NEM and me at Matt Nost. That is it for this week. We'll see you guys next week. Adios.